Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to breakingnewsshow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. Indonesian Transnusa flies Chinese ARJ-21 from Manado to Guangzhou. Since December 2022, Transnusa has acquired 3 ARJ-21 aircraft from COMAC and has launched 8 routes with this model. China's domestically developed regional jet, the ARJ-21, achieved a significant milestone today by completing its longest commercial flight, arriving in Guangzhou from Manado, Indonesia. The Commercial Aircraft Corporation of China, Limited, COMAC, reported that this flight marks the first international service to China operated by a foreign airline utilizing Chinese-made aircraft. Beginning at the end of November, Transnusa, an Indonesian airline, will increase its service to a daily round trip between the two cities, expanding from the initial 3 round trips per week, all utilizing the ARJ-21. Since December 2022, Transnusa has acquired 3 ARJ-21 aircraft from COMAC and has launched 8 routes with this model. The COMAC ARJ-21 Xiangfeng is a regional jet with a seating capacity of 78 to 90, produced by the Chinese state-owned aerospace firm COMAC. There are indications that it may be rebranded as the COMAC C909 during the Zhuhai Air Show scheduled for November 2024. The development of the ARJ-21 commenced in March 2002, with the first prototype unveiled on December 21, 2007. Its inaugural flight took place on November 28, 2008, departing from Shanghai. The aircraft obtained its CAAC type certification on December 30, 2014, and was officially introduced into service by Chengdu Airlines on June 28, 2016. The aircraft is equipped with a 25-degree swept, supercritical wing, along with twin rear-mounted General Electric CF-34 engines. By the conclusion of 2022, a total of 100 airframes had been delivered. Numerous Western sources assert that the ARJ-21 bears a strong resemblance to either the McDonnell Douglas MD-80 or the MD-90, both of which were manufactured under license in China. However, COMAC maintains that the ARJ-21 is entirely an indigenous design. It is important to note that the development of the ARJ-21 relied significantly on foreign suppliers, particularly for its engines and avionics sourced from the United States. The aircraft features a newly designed supercritical wing, created by the Antonov Design Bureau, which includes a 25-degree sweepback and winglets. Additionally, several of China's supercomputers have been utilized in the design of components for the ARJ-21. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes on BreakingNewsShow.com.